What are we going to be talking about now?
How the families in the ghetto, I love the way they worship God. Because when I showed up last Saturday, they worshiped for 45 minutes straight. And they had already been worshiping before I even got there. They were already worshiping. And I never stop them. I never interrupt. I just hide in the corner by the bushes, and I just worship with them. But I don't, because as soon as they see me, Lydia just starts running over and just yelling and thanking the Lord for me, which I love, but I don't want to interrupt the worship service because they know how to worship. But what I love when they do, when they anoint the grocery carts, they're expecting a miracle. They're waiting for a miracle, however long it takes. They don't know if I'm gonna be coming, or they anoint the carts.
How many?
There's two carts.
Oh, just two carts, okay.
Because there's two families, and they anoint them and pray over them, and then they just start worshiping. They keep worshiping. And what's so beautiful about that, they're not in no time schedule. They're not there to go, oh, we could only worship for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then we got to stop. Like, no, they're just worshiping. They don't care. They're just praising God. And when I asked, after they were done, they prayed. They prayed for Blue Mustang. They said, Lord, if it's your will for him to send Sonny this way to help these two families here, Lord, bless him. But even if they don't come, Lord, still bless them. Encourage them, love them, and just provide for Blue Mustang and Sonny. Protect them and their families. And then Lydia's little sister, she said, and don't forget Terry Bird, because he's the brother of Big Bird. She's only seven, so she just turned seven. She's just like Lydia, my goodness. But they don't forget the people that God is using to bless those that are in the ghetto area. But what's so beautiful about all of that is that they know how to pray. They pray in faith. They walk by faith, not by sight. Because if you would see this area, you would say, man, I'm just going to stay in the house. I don't need to be out here where there's danger, you know. But God is using this to bring faith back to people. When they introduced me to the two families, they were crying and thanking God for what Blue Mustang is doing in the community. But then they started thanking the Lord for the prayers that were answered. And because they, like I said, they walk by faith, not by sight. And when it was all over, Lydia, what I wanted to share about this is Lydia went over and anointed the tires on my truck. She goes, when I was praying for your tires, God showed me you're going to get brand new tires. So just hang in there, Sonny. God's going to provide for your tires. So if some family from out of state is going to buy them from you.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, well, praise the Lord. I'll accept that and believe it. I'll claim it in Jesus' name.
I thought that makes it more fun.
And so see, they pray just the little things, but they believe it's going to happen. That's what they've learned. And that's what I love about that, the ghetto family. They walk by faith, not by sight. And those two families cried and cried when they got the money. Their youngest son says, are we going to be able to get milk and cereal today? But yes, he jumped up and down, boy. You would have thought he won $1 million. He was so excited to get Captain Crunch cereal and milk. That's just beautiful. I love those families because they truly know how to worship God. They just worship no matter what. No matter what they're going through, they still worship. I love that. I love how they just serve God no matter what, you know? They don't care what they're going through. But what other thing that I want to say about the families there, they pray for other people before they pray for themselves. I just love that. Like, here they are going through all the trouble and all the stuff they go through, but yet they want to pray for everybody else first. I just love that.
Is that it?